That was Ken Maguire there talking to Dermot Jewell from Consumers Association Ireland. And thanks very much for that, Ken. You're listening to Good Morning Dublin with myself, Heather MacLeod, this morning on 103.2 Dublin City FM. Now, we've been keeping you guessing all morning, and a few of you correctly identified my next guest. I'm delighted to welcome to the show this morning Sharon Corr of The Corrs, and now working on a solo album with the single It's Not a Dream out now. Sharon, good morning to you. Welcome to the programme. I believe you're running around Dublin today, or at the moment rather, doing lots of press.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm running all around the place doing TV and radio and playing everywhere. So yeah, it's good. I'm enjoying it.
It is. Now, everybody would, obviously, we couldn't go without mentioning you were obviously part of and still are, I suppose, to extent the band The Corrs, you know,
yes,
back in the 90s. And I was talking to a few people the other day because they were asking me who I had on the show this week, and I mentioned you, and it was a couple of young kids we have in work experience, and I said, yeah, I said, can you believe I have their first Corrs album I have at home on cassette tape? And I think they think that, you know, cassette tape was just something they wrote about in films now, you know.
But, I know.
I mean, it makes you realise that time, I suppose, and technology has moved on significantly, you know. And
yeah,
since
absolutely.
you've sort of been coming in with your solo career as it is now, you are really embracing that. You've obviously taken that on board, and you've got a fantastic interactive website, you know, and Facebook. And I think, were you crowned, was it Miss Twitter on the internet or something?
Yeah, it was, which was hilarious. Yeah, I just got really kind of addicted to Twitter. It's a very sort of simple way of keeping in contact with people, and it's kind of short and sweet and a lot of fun. And I basically get on there and I talk to, you know, Corrs fans all over the world, and my fans just, you know, they're in Brazil, they're in Argentina, they're in Indonesia, they're in Ireland, they're in the UK. It's like, it's really good, and it's a great way to tell people what you're doing, what you're up to, and to look out for it and stuff like that. So I enjoy Twitter, but then they all started voting me on the Miss Twitter UK wall of fame, so they voted me number one.
That's something. If you get an award and you have that in your mantelpiece at home, you know, Miss Twitter UK.
But very cool.
You know, it is something, as I say, that like I say, going back to the very first albums you would have done as a band on cassette, and maybe even, I think I have vinyl at home, you know. But now everything is kind of on the internet, and people download singles from iTunes and all these things. Is that kind of strange for you, coming back in and everything's sort of moved on like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really getting used to it now, but I think it's actually a strange world for everybody at the moment, because, you know, when the Corrs were doing really well, which was, you know, probably about 5-6 years ago, it was a completely different world. So technology has moved on so fast. I mean, we weren't doing downloads then.
No.
And that's, I mean, it's crazy how rapidly it has come upon us. So what's kind of comforting about it is it's not just me that's trying to understand the industry. The industry is trying to understand the industry nowadays. So we're all sort of navigating this new world. But it makes it, I think, very simple for people to get music, which is a great idea. It's very simple to download it once you pay for it, that is, on the internet, you know. So, and my single is up on iTunes at the moment. And you know, I'm enjoying the new world. I mean, you can do it one way or another. You can sort of go, I hate this, I don't understand it. Or you can go, well, no, let's try and understand it and let's try and use it to our advantage, sort of thing, you know.
Yeah, I suppose embrace it and, like you say, use it to your advantage. So you were in The Corrs, as we spoke there, and everybody would know you from that. And you've been sort of, I suppose, taken, people kind of have this thing of you've gone away and hibernated if you've not been right in the face of everything. But I suppose you were maybe working on other projects, you know, and now you have your solo projects. You've got a single which we'll play in a wee while here, and then you've got an album coming out. How have you found, though, working? Obviously, it's great when you've been part of something big and there's like three other people, you know, that's fantastic. But obviously, you start having ideas of your own as you kind of meet people and what have you. Have you found it kind of hard work, I suppose, going out there on your own, or was it what you expected?
I think it's always hard work. I think anything that's worth having is hard work, always. The Corrs was hard work, but massive success. This is hard work. But I am loving it, and I think if you love it, then that's kind of half the battle. You'll do as much work as you need to do if you love something. So, and I just, you know, while I've been having my children in the last, you know, 3 years, I've been writing kind of non-stop, and I just ended up with quite a large body of work and started to record it and put it down and decided to do an album. So, it is quite simple. I am a musician. I sing, I play, I write. Yeah. So therefore, that's what I do. And yeah, that's what I'll continue to do. So that's why I'm doing this right now.
Yeah, and as you said about working hard, I know that's something back in the day, is it where you were renowned for as a band, was you worked, you know, intensively. And yeah, now I suppose all that's on your own shoulders rather than being able to spread that between four of you, you know. But I suppose maybe having the backbone of having already, you know, you're known from the chords, do you think that's made things a little easier for you, or are you still out there plugging away as hard?
Plugging as hard, because the world again has changed, and then, you know, it's a totally different business, record industry, record company wise as well as that sort of thing. There isn't the same money in the music industry to plug you, so you need to do a lot of it yourself. So it's just I worked as hard as I did, I think, with the chords. Although I'm kind of taking it territory by territory rather than releasing in the whole world as well, so it doesn't mean I have to be in Indonesia yesterday and the UK today, because that was like dreadful. I mean, that was really insane, that sort of stuff. But I just think you always have to work hard. I think that's kind of life.
Yeah. And how, as you said there, you've a couple of wee kids now. How have you found, obviously, I know the grass is always greener when you're busy working, you want a break, and when you're, you know, off doing other things, you want to get back into work. Has that been quite hard for you?
Yeah, I really missed work, and I suppose that was kind of what was driving me to do this as well. While I was having my children, I just felt so incredibly lucky to be able to have them, and absolutely love them to bits, but love music and cannot be without it and don't feel right without it. It was kind of a bit of a wrench to keep me away from performing for that amount of time. That was difficult, but well worth it for my kids, you know.
Absolutely. Well, it's about getting a balance, I suppose, isn't it, you know?
Yeah.
So your album, it's not quite out yet, but for anybody looking, you know, looking ahead to that, what sort of style and things, I mean, for people that had been Chorus fans, as it were, I suppose you're not going completely, you're not going to do some thrash metal electronic German pop or anything.
I mean, speed metal or anything like that. No, it's not. It won't be a huge departure, because I write what I write, and I wrote what I wrote for the Chorus. So it's not a huge departure. There's the violin coming right through it. Obviously, I'm singing the whole way through it as well. I suppose you can expect it to be sort of a little bit more rocky. There's going to be trad on the album. It's kind of hard to describe what you write yourself. It's not a dream. The current single is a good indication of some of the rest of the album. And then there's other more up-tempo numbers and cheeky little numbers. And, you know, it is just what I write. I don't really know how to describe it.
Yeah. And as you said, the single's out. I know it's out at the moment on iTunes and all the rest. It's called It's Not a Dream. We're going to play that in a second. But have you any gigs lined up, or are you thinking maybe for 2010 you might be around Dublin at all?
2010, definitely.
Oh,
definitely.
Fantastic.
I hope to get out on the road around January, February time.
Oh, great. So, well, we definitely look forward to hearing the album when it's out, and we'd love to maybe get you in as it is out, you know, get a couple of tracks. And also,
definitely,
if you're...
I'd love to.
Thanks very much. And if you're playing in Dublin as well. So I'll let you introduce this track for this morning, and thanks for joining us.
Okay, Heather, thank you. This is It's Not a Dream.
Nothing's gonna change the way I feel when you call my name. The stars, they shine for me.